Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, welcome to Football Land. We are in Doha. We have made it. We're in Doha.
Whoa,
Mark, right. Hello.
Yeah, Mark, you might want to ask all the room if they're in Doha. Ryan, where are you?
Not Doha.
Ryan. And why?
Ryan.
I got confused. I'm in Goa.
Yeah, he's in Goa. Goha, he called it.
Well, yeah. That was nice.
Like those lighty up screens, I don't read them so well.
No.
And it looked like it said Doha.
Sometimes they give off a lot of buzz, don't they, in airports?
Yeah.
A lot of buzz.
Where are you, Anthony?
I'm in Goa because I've got his clothes.
You're in Goa with my clothes. Well, that's good because they were looking at me funny the whole flight. Because you said not to bring clothes, so I didn't bring clothes.
Exactly, mate.
That you were allowed to get on the plane fully nude.
Yes.
I guess it makes it easy going through the security scanner.
Yeah, exactly. It's so simple. It's so simple going through security nude. Yeah.
It's a bit like if you cover your nipples if you're a lady, if just the nipple bit, fine.
Yeah.
Same with men. If as long as you cup
the bell end.
Yeah.
Even one ball, I think, is okay. I think that's the rule in nudity. One ball exposed is okay because it can look like a turkey's sort of giblet, can't it?
Yeah, one ball, no more.
So, one ball, okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I know we're building the world's biggest theme park.
Well,
we were supposed to be building this week,
yeah. But since we're all in different sides of the planet, then maybe we just have one more week of pitching ideas.
Let's do that, exactly, Mark. All right.
Okay.
No problem.
This is Football Land!
You make me feel like what? Like Black Mirror, you make me feel like Black Mirror.
Okay, right. So I've got an idea. It's an experience. It's linked to the Sports Enhancers Bar, and it's the Way Too Pumped experience. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think this is a great way of someone choosing to enjoy Football Land. So it's based on those players, and there are many of them who have just gone into big games way too pumped. They've gone in too full on, a bit like I'm doing this. It's just too much. It's too much. I mean, one of the most famous was Gazza in 1991, where FA Cup final.
Or is it final? Yeah.
And I mean, it happened very recently. I mean, this the North London Derby, Rob Holding, way too pumped, too pumped.
Yeah.
A Champions League spot is at stake. Goes flying in, gets a deserved yellow card, and then his second yellow was arguably a straight red. And that was still the first half.
Steven Gerrard in a Merseyside derby. Way too pumped.
How many seconds did he last? It was like 58 seconds.
58 seconds.
He came on for the second half. Two-footed. Yeah, that's too pumped. You are too pumped. But...
So what? Go on.
We remember them, don't we? We remember.
We do. Yeah. And 58 seconds is perfect for a theme park ride. 58 seconds is perfect, Mark.
Well, I wasn't necessarily going to suggest it is a specific ride, although it could be. What I was suggesting is we take them to the Sports Enhancers Bar, we pump them full of adrenaline-enhancing stuff, and then see what happens. We tweak their central adrenal system to bursting point. And then a bit like a bit like a bucking bronco. With we just open the gates and see what happens.
I would love to see
one every 60 seconds come flying out of the sports arena, a sports enhancers bar, and just go off, just see what happens. And one of the things that inspired this is a lad's holiday. I've only ever done one lad's holiday to Tenerife. We decided to hire mopeds. We were young and twatty, and we really shouldn't have done it. So three of us. Luckily, I was last because I shouldn't name them. Hopefully, they'll stay anonymous. But Charlie went first, and the poor guy hiring these. Do you know how these work? Do you know where the brakes are? Yes. Yeah, we know all that. It was a baking hot morning. We'd been hammering it the night before. Charlie squeezes the accelerator and completely slides across the road. So we were in like a garage forecourt, slides across the road on his side, and a van pulling a low bed truck behind it was coming the other way. And it looked like an amazing stunt he'd done on purpose. He hadn't, it was just lucky. He sort of slid on his side underneath the flatbed truck and kind of landed in a heap the other side of the road. And then John, who had squeezed his accelerator at the same time, flew across the same road, completely out of control, went up a bank the other side, and was holding on, like hanging from the now kind of vertical moped. And because he was hanging on, he was still revving the accelerator. So he was just hanging off this bank with the moped screaming. And I just got off my moped and said, yeah, I don't think we'll do this, actually. Thank you.
I think that's that's a perfect ride, Mark. You don't have to have the enhancers. You basically get a load of souped-up mopeds and scooters. You put them on a track, but you make the body, the fiberglass body, so it looks like a Premier League footballer or a former footballer who went in too hard once. So, you know, Steven Gerrard, you imagine a motorbike, but the outer body of it looks exactly 3D model of Steven Gerrard. So you're kind of like riding Steven Gerrard in almost like a wheelbarrow position. You're sort of like on top riding Steven Gerrard around. But yeah, we've tweaked these. They're basically super bikes. They're modeled as scooters and mopeds that have 20cc, but actually they're world super bikes that have just got a different outer body, fiberglass body. And you can whiz around in Steven Gerrard or Rob Holding or Granit Xhaka or, you know.
There's two potential pitfalls with this. One is we might get some very skillful people, like superbike racers, for example, the point is that you go off way too fully cocked and it comes crashing down in an embarrassing heap seconds later. These people wouldn't do that. They'd carry on burning around the park for hours. That's a potential drawback. And secondly, death. I think we're just going to kill 95% of people that do this.
Well, not if you make it a soft play. You know, a lot of children, they go in motorbike to soft, and plays. A soft play. Motorbike soft play.
That's a good combination, yeah.
Yeah, in favour of the kind of enhancers concoction, when you started pitching this, it did make me think of the Hulk. That it's like, you know, you sort of have to go and make your own concoction and drink it in, not that the Hulk did that, he was exposed to some kind of experimental bomb. But, you know, what is a drink if it isn't a bomb, you know, these days? So I do like that aspect that, you know, our very nicely styled enhancer sports bar has all those sort of test tubes and weird shaped bottles, and you sort of have to mix up your own cocktail and just see what happens. And then letting them loose in the park is quite, you know, it allows, you know, infinite more possibilities than just sort of crashing a super into a soft play.
I think it should. I mean, a super bike crashing into a soft play should be one of the options, but not necessarily the only one. Because I think there's a lot of pleasure to be had from just waiting outside the sports enhancers bar, and once every 60 seconds, someone's going to come steaming out and do something hilarious.
I think that would be good.
You know, you just set your phone to record it all, and you'll make a killing on You've Been Framed.
Yeah, well, we can make a killing by putting up photo booth opportunities and all of that, and we can send it to their employer. You know, we can actually threaten them and blackmail them for even more money.
The mixologist could be Hulk, the Brazilian player.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it sounds like a Twitter account, but you've sort of gone down the blackmail route. But it does definitely, Way Too Pumped is definitely is a Twitter account waiting to happen, right. With sort of endless video clips of people in various sort of stages on a night out.
Well, it does sort of recreate those viral clips that, you know, skateboarders that are just you look at what they're attempting, you think, well, this can only go one way, and then it does. You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna skateboard out on my bedroom window and land on the shed and do a 360. So no, you're not. You're just gonna injure yourself horribly.
Yeah, I think leaving outside Enhancer Sports Bar, leaving a sort of like almost like in a Hansel and Gretel fairy tale, like breadcrumbs. We leave like a motorbike, and a soft play.
Or could it be?
A big axe.
You could even bet. We could even bet on this for tying into sort of one of my live experiences the other week that you could be watching at home and it's just a live feed of the outside of Enhancer Sports Bar with all of the different kind of items that they could interact with, and you could bet on which. Oh, he's going to go for the axe. He's gone for the axe. He's gone for the axe.
There's many ways to make money.
There is. This football match happened, I don't know if it still happens, but it used to be an annual event somewhere in South America where they would play in the heat of the noonday sun and they would drink nothing but vodka. And you had to keep, every 10 minutes, you had to keep topping up your vodka quotient. So these players, it was hilarious to watch. It was extremely dangerous to take part in it. But it was, you were watching 22 very, very drunk people getting more and more drunk trying to play a serious game of football. Could we do that, but with, rather than alcohol, which is a kind of what's the opposite of a stimulant, it's a depressant and it kind of limits movement, we pump 22 players full of massive kind of raging adrenaline fueled excitement, and then we get them to play football, see what happens.
Well, that could be a good exhibition in the Squeaky Bum Time Arena. For sure. Yeah. But not quite as. It might just be that they're really good at football. That's the worry. You know, it might be, if you let them loose around the park.
Gazza was really
vehicles.
Good at football, but he went way too pumped in 1991. Rob Holding, not so good at football, but he is a professional at the top.
I mean, Rob Holding going in too pumped and just tackling someone, like that is, and the person, you know, it's just a red card. It's like that, the jeopardy there of watching that game. You just see a few red cards. But if you include the motorbike, you know, you could litter a football pitch with different weapons. Yeah. And you could litter a football pitch with weaponry.
Well, that would combine the thing. But I think you're right. The football game is the least interesting thing for these pumped people. It's funnier to just see them come get spat out of Enhancer Sports Bar where Hulk has mixed them something deeply toxic and they come steaming out and smack into a wall.
Okay, great. Good stuff.
Well, shall we vote on this then?
So let's have a vote.
All those in favour of the Way Too Pumped experience being part of Football Land, say aye after three. 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Congratulations there, Mark. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Inside the grandstand. He wears the captain's armband. He's good at keeping up. Saves a little puppy. Captain Football Land. Captain Football Land.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anthony, you have something you want to pitch?
Very. Do you know what? It's not too dissimilar to yours, actually, there, Mark. It's called 110%. And, you know, players always give everything 110%. And it's a very simple pitch. I think we should bring 110% into football land. Firstly, we should think about charging ticket prices at 110% of what we're charging now. Just raise prices to 110% across the board. But in a more experience-led thing, we give them our 110% card. And at any time during football land, they can choose to make their experience 110%. So they can get on a roller coaster and have it for, you know, 110% of their time slot. They could go large with a burger to 110% of its original size. Maybe even they could make a building physically bigger by 110%. I think just bringing in the phrase 110% and making it tangible is what I'm trying to get at here. And I don't know how physically we make a ride 110% bigger. Or, you know, if you're in the International Break Hotel, maybe you could make you could enlarge your own penis by 110%. You know, wherever you choose to play that card, it's honoured. And I think maybe it's limited to one or a few select people every day. You know, but we can't just make rides 110% for everyone. But I think if you can build each ride so that it can be expanded by to 110%, then, you know, that would be really helpful, Mark, in the planning stage.
Therein lies the rub, I fear. There is quite a logistical obstacle to overcome there. And you mentioned someone may want to enlarge their manhood by 110%. What happens? Is that just magic?
I don't think it's magic, but I think you can just put a little cap on the end of it, like one of those, you know, in...
Penis pump? Penis pump?
No, not a pump, but, you know, in those machines outside news agents, which have, like, a vending machine sort of thing, and you put money in, it's like a Kinder Surprise egg, and you get it out. The shell of that, you could pop that over your member and it probably would enlarge it by about 110% to 110%.
Come to a multi-billion dollar theme park, cutting edge technology, and put a Kinder Surprise egg on your knob.
Yeah, I think so. But that's only if, you know, that's only if people ask for it. We'd get a butler around, you know, Jermaine Genus, for example. He seems to do everything to do with football. So maybe he can be in charge as a sort of maitre d', just like making sure that, like, almost like a genie, actually. So if we have Jermaine Genie,
you want to be careful because that could, but you know, if a marketing department got hold of that, they could very easily change that into Jermaine Genius.
Very true.
I definitely don't.
But I think we could really have some small print there. You rub a lamp, he pops out, and he gives you 110% of whatever you ask for. And going back to the roller coasters, Mark, roller coasters are made of steel. They expand. So if you can just make a roller coaster expand in direct sunlight or heat, just you heat a roller coaster
fire a heat lamp at it.
That could
jeopardize the
because you're
integrity.
Only adding. What are you adding? 11. What's 100? What are you adding when you add? When you make something enlarge something by 110%, you're adding 10%, aren't you? Is it like 11%?
It is a nonsensical term, isn't it? You can't have 110% of something. really.
I think you can have 110% of stock.
That's true. And it'd be a shitty experience if you rubbed the lamp and Jermaine Genus came out and told you that it's impossible to have 110% of anything. So we do need to.
I think it would slightly, it would slightly undermine the ride.
Yeah. So I think we like put nuance aside and we look at it as the cliche terms. But yeah, 100, like all ticket prices, 110%. People should know that. I think it's a good marketing term where we say, you know, prices were £100, but then are £110. Yeah. I think people would
special
respect
offer.
That.
Special offer. Special offer from now on, 110%.
We're giving 110%. You know, you can add an extra firework or 10 fireworks in there. If you've got 100 fireworks at the end of the day, fireworks and fires.
Chuck in an extra shaved dog 10. To chase.
Easy. Chuck in an extra shaved dog. Let's just make this park what people want. But only one person each day gets gets Jermaine Genie.
How do we choose
who? It's a good question. I think they just have to write a letter, a nice letter to us. And, you know, it's like viral things. Like whenever someone gets a letter from a child and it's like, oh, that's amazing. Let's give that child a platform for the day to get more numbers on our tweet.
You
do you know
keep
what I mean?
Them well away from the Kinder Surprise vending machine.
Yeah, I agree with that. Maybe it's not a child, but
that's
sometimes...
That's not a good photo opportunity with Jermaine Genus. No.
You know,
no.
Sometimes you can just write, you know, competition, tell us in 10 words or fewer why you're excited, or 100. Tell us in exactly 110 words why you're excited to come to Football Land. And people definitely enter that competition if they got to meet Jermaine Genus and have a penis extension.
Yeah. Ryan, maybe we'll edit this bit out, but tell me more about the penis pump. Do they work?
Yes, very much so. The problems I would worry about with a penis pump in Doha is, you know, that if you sort of pump it and fill the tube, and then the added heat, you might be getting 110% of penis then. Which is going to cause some problems.
Yeah. How many people are going to be asking Jermaine Genus if they can have a bigger penis, though? Like, let's be honest, like, because he's the one who's going to have to administer the pump. I think people would probably be too polite, wouldn't they?
I think
or
if you could ask him, but not ask him. You know, like, if you could do it, if you could give him a signal, so you didn't sort of have to ask him and admit it, that you wanted a larger... Not only just because it's a cliche, you might be sort of think that it implied that you had a Peter Andre. And so you might not want to sort of raise that issue at all. But I think it's probably going to be on a lot of men's minds. And so yeah. There is some kind of secret signal in which, you know, maybe he pops out the lamp and you could just, you know, through a series of hand gestures and he goes, oh, yeah, okay.
The way we kind of dissuade people is we make it a very public thing, you know. So we're like, everyone, welcome John from Cambridgeshire. He's won the 110 words competition today. And here's Jermaine Genus to grant him his wish in front of, you know, a big platform in the middle of like an open space at Football Land. You know, what's your wish, mate? What do you want to improve by 110% today? He's not going to choose his own penis, is he? Like,
what,
if you put
what
that
if he chooses
much pressure
something
on,
random, like, I want one of my ears to be 110% bigger, or I want a bigger elbow.
I think we have
and,
to...
And Jermaine Genus there with a kind of job lot of Kinder Surprises. Ah, for fuck's sake.
Well, this is where the 110% does work, because if you have an elbow that is 90%, you know, of the other elbow, it's 10% smaller than your other elbow, then you're going to want that elbow to be 110%, so you've got matching elbows. And that's precisely why you can have 110% of something.
I guess that an elbow is a bad example because the Kinder Surprise shell could still be
a could actually there. Work there, yeah. That could definitely work. And also, you could bring out the penis pump and try and pump your elbow up. And your ear. Yeah. You could definitely get your ear in a penis pump, I think.
Can you, Ryan? Have you ever put your ear in a penis pump?
Yeah, it's not advisable. After a
few
pumps,
can you hear the testicles?
I abandoned it. Yeah, because it was starting to mess with my eardrum. It was a bit like being on a plane as a child with a cold.
Is it just putting your penis in a vacuum? How does it actually work?
I've never understood that whole putting your penis in a vacuum cleaner thing. I've got a Henry Hoover. And imagine its eyes looking at you as you did it.
Looking deep into your soul.
just knowing that that's his mouth. That's the Henry Hoover's mouth.
It's not his mouth, it's his nose.
Sniffing your balls.
You know, otherwise he'd be making a very kind of coquettish sort of face at you, which wouldn't be a problem at all.
Why is Henry Hoover sniffing up, like he's like some sort of robotic coke addict, sniffing up dust in your house? Like, what's the marketing design behind that?
Well, there's a very interesting thing, isn't there? This is a psychological thing. Anything with a face on, we make attachments to. So it was a genius piece of marketing, you know.
I guarantee
you, banana, can't throw it away.
Guarantee that nobody who's got a penis accident with a vacuum cleaner has used a Henry Hoover. They'd just be too embarrassed to even do it.
Yeah, it's too obvious. It's too much of a cliche, isn't it? You're gonna, you know, they're probably gonna use a Shark or, you know, some
Dyson Dustbuster every time.
Oh, Dustbuster. Ooh. Yeah, that's, you're gonna get some purchase for that.
Or a reverse leaf blower.
I mean, yes. I mean, I think if you're putting it in a reverse leaf blower, you probably don't need to put it in one.
Leaf
in the
blowers.
First place.
Has anyone understood why they exist? They're just blowing the problem somewhere else.
Yeah, it is.
Literally, you're just kicking the can down
the
road.
It's the epitome of over-engineering.
That's what the first vacuum cleaners were. There was a guy that almost invented the vacuum cleaner, but he blew dust all over the place. And it's true. It took someone else to go, oh, hold on, if we just
hang on, mate,
go the other way, this might be better.
So basically, I think we've concluded Jermaine Genius would be great as the genie.
Yeah.
And if he can funnel your thoughts via, I don't know, like suggestive Derren Brown shit into choosing something that we can already make 110%.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have
this is a bit like the end of Bullseye. They had a special deal with a speedboat supplier, so every prize that they won was always a speedboat.
Yeah.
And this is true. So if they used to show them, if they failed to win, this is what you would have won, and there was someone out the back if they'd failed. Oh, get the speedboat off, we'll put a caravan or a Ford Escort or something, and they'd wheel around, oh, you could have won that. No, if you'd won, you'd have won a speedboat because that's all they ever gave away. This is like that, isn't it? Come
so
to
many
the park, have 110% of just a slightly bigger burger at a Scoffiation Noshball.
Or a speedboat. You know,
yeah.
we could chat with Bullseye, and maybe we could get secondhand all of these speedboats that people in like Wigan and like Carlisle and that had from the 80s winning on Bullseye, just in their like front gardens, just taking up space on their driveway. We can buy them back off them. And, you know, what's 110% of maybe a pedalo? And turn that into a speedboat. Bob's your uncle.
Well, that's a big pedalo.
Yeah, we'd have to get some big pedalos now. Jesus.
I mean,
all right.
A speedboat, maybe I would say, is 1,010% of a pedalo.
Do you know what? Thinking about it, I think the easiest thing to hear is the penis. I think you can control that. You just give Jermaine Genius a penis pump and you make that the 110%. Like, that's, I think that's the easiest thing.
On this public platform that you've set up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All those in favour of the Jermaine Genius penis pump, after three, say aye. One, two, three.
Aye.
Aye.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jermaine Genius penis pump.
Well done, Anthony.
Thank you.
I mean, we missed a trick, really, didn't we? Rather than sort of rubbing a lamp, Jermaine Genius definitely should be sort of cannoned out of a penis pump.
Just what is it that you want to do? We want to go football land. And we want to have a good time.
Ryan, you have something to pitch.
I do. It's called the Steve Wall of Death.
Whoa.
So Steve Death.
You do the best titles. These titles are great.
Yeah.
Steve Death,
Steve,
who played for Reading.
Death. Yep, Steve
Aye.
Death. This
wow.
one's for you, Anthony.
Great, thank you.
What a surname.
Stephen Victor Death. I mean, I'm going to give you, most people won't know Steve Death, but I'll give you a quick rundown. So apologies to anybody who does know Steve Death and knows all this, but you'll just like hearing it because it is great. Steve Death is known as
Reading's
greatest.
He's passed away.
Yes, he has. But I think he still is Reading's greatest ever goalkeeper, right? That's still
I mean, like, people would say maybe Shaka Hislop, maybe Steve Death, maybe even Marcus Hanneman. But, you know,
Hanneman,
or like, you look at Alex McCarthy, he played for us as well. Like, that he kept Liverpool out in that goalless draw. Like, I think they had the most ever shots on target in the Premier League history. But anyway, Steve Death,
well,
in
all
folklore.
I know,
greatest goalkeeper Reading's ever had.
They put Reading's greatest ever goalkeeper in quotation marks on Wikipedia, which
and that's fair.
Means
definitely
that somebody somewhere has said that.
And he played all of his games apart from one for Reading. So,
exactly.
I mean, you can't get better than that. 471
games.
Who
for
was
Reading.
The other one?
One game for West Ham.
West Ham.
One game.
Youth career at West Ham. Started off at West Ham and then he played one game and then shipped off to Southern League Division 3 or whatever it's
called.
Sod this,
I'm off to Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically he played 156 consecutive first team games, which is a club record. What's that? 6 seasons, probably?
Something like that. Only 5'7" as well. Don't forget how small he was.
You sort of keep undermining all of my my facts about Steve Death here, but that's fine. Collaborative effort. No, we'll keep going. Would you like to try and guess the end of my next sentence?
No. You tell me. I'll see if I can guess the next fact. Go on.
Well, this is what happens when you try and do something for somebody, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, go on.
Try and make someone happy by sort of.
Yeah, I'm really happy to talk about Steve.
Making
Death.
A bit. Too happy.
Too happy.
That's what happens, and that's why I don't do it very often. Yes. He, until January 2009, do you want to finish the sentence?
Until January 2009, he held the record. Oh, most minutes without conceding in the Football League,
yes,
right?
It was. Yes. It, who overtook him?
Ooh, Brad Friedel?
No.
Oh, hang on. It must have been someone in,
It's not another Reading player, so you can't finish the end of the sentence. It was...
I'm guessing it was, who was good at the time? Oh, Man United? Or was it like a division, a championship player or something?
No.
Man United?
It was Edwin van der Sar, yeah.
Oh!
I was going to say van der Sar.
Yeah.
Why didn't
you? Didn't.
Because I'm polite.
He's letting me talk. He was player of the season 4 times for Reading. And, of course, best of all, yes, he was 5'7". So in honour of Steve Death, I thought, why don't we create a really obvious... it's a carnival ride, isn't it, I guess, a kind of wall of death. It's not something that punters participate in, but it's something you go and watch, right? A wall of death. A man... sort of psychotically, suicidally riding horizontally around a tube on a motorbike.
And have you ever actually seen one of these live?
I've seen a video of 3 people on a very small wall of death, which was absolutely insane.
I've seen it live, and it is astonishing.
Yeah.
Like, how did they even come up with the idea that this would be a good thing to do? And then you see them do it, it's mind-blowing.
It's one. I think it's a natural progression, isn't it? It's a little bit like a loop the loop. I think, you know, you get bored and it's just the natural progression. Right, I can ride a motorbike now. What do? Horizontal, straight away. And if you could, everybody would like to, you know, they say that in theory, a Formula One car could ride on the roof of a tunnel. If they could do that, then they would. Which I think they can, but everyone's a bit too scared. But anyway.
So when I saw it, similar to the video you were talking about, There's multiple bikes and they were kind of crisscrossing and insanity.
That's the advanced version. But yeah, so this is just a dead simple game. And I think, you know, similarly to Anthony's option for the two pumped, I think we should bring in motorbikes. And I think people should be allowed to ride motorbikes.
In soft plays.
Not in soft play. In honour of Steve Death, I think we should make them small.
Oh,
so
yes.
They're like those little monkey bikes.
Yeah.
Not the pedalling ones, the ones that grown men race, but they're really small. So they're like on a tiny bike. So you're not going to fall very far. So it's fine. Mm. So we don't need the soft play element. But I think to really tie it into Steve Death, it's adults on monkey bikes going round a tube horizontally, and all you have to do is catch things as you're going, and you've got to do this for as long as possible and catch as many as possible, and that is the Steve Wall of Death.
That is amazing.
I love
it. Really, really good, and great to have a tribute to a Reading legend in there.
Well,
and amazing that we've got a tribute to Steve Death rather than Shaka Hislop somewhere in the park. I'd have thought that would be the most immediate Reading X player to put in, considering that's the only other person anyone's ever heard of, apart from maybe Robin Friday.
Steve Sidwell.
Yeah, but also having a kind of supermarket on your kit, I think, kind of made you everybody's sort of second club as well.
Yeah, and a car supermarket. You know,
yeah.
People forget that car supermarkets exist, and they should exist. Like, why? Mm. Why? How? When you buy a car, why you suddenly just need to know what car you need? You need to go around like with a shopping trolley and just have a look at lots of different cars. Like,
yeah.
It should. I think car websites should just say, right, how many people are going to be in the car? Do you have children? Do you want it to look big? And what color? And then you just put all those in. It just says, yeah, have a Saab. You know, it should always be a Saab.
Oh, whoops, it's gone wrong. This family of five are driving off with a Formula One.
Yeah, exactly. Is it one person per go, or can you have lots of people racing each other?
Well, I mean, like Mark says, you know, there are multiple of these, which does add, you know, I think that's sort of the fun of go-karting, which I guess is the equivalent of sort of a monkey bike. It's like grown adults in very small cars. And there's nothing better than when you're go-karting than colliding with people. I know you're not supposed to, and they frown on it. But it is very pleasurable. So I think, yes, I think it would be maybe two people, home and away. One dressed as Steve Death, the other dressed as Shaka Hislop. And it's maybe like a testimonial to kind of explain why they're against each other. And then I think we throw different things. What those things are, I'm not sure, but I think you've sort of got to, you know, ride your monkey bike with one hand and then keep sort of catching the other things, and maybe you stuff them down your jumper a bit, like at the end of the crystal maze. Oh, and I think you get points for, and maybe actually no, maybe it's just whoever has the most things at the end, and if you come off your bike, that's it, you're out. But you keep going until somebody comes off. So you've either got to knock the other person off, or
how about you've got a Velcro suit, and the things that you've got to, whatever you've got stuck to you at the end of it, so then you can keep both hands on the handlebars.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
I mean,
that's more about the thrower rather than the skill of the goalkeeper.
But it's kind of imagine lots of balls or things suspended on very small pieces of dental floss, like from above, and you've got to maneuver your way around the course.
Yeah, that's good.
Sort of get stuck into them.
I mean, Steve Death did return to work in Reading as a greenkeeper. So maybe we could have this at the end of a sort of a football and driving range.
Okay.
And we could cover all the balls, all the golf balls in Velcro, in fuzzy Velcro. And so it's random, you know, it's not about the thrower. They're just coming in. You know how they have those like weird, like nets that you can kind of aim for it's just, that's the wheel of death. So wheel of death in the middle of a driving range. And the golf ball's coming in and you've just got to sort of, get them on you.
Great. Because we haven't had any golf so far because footballers love golf.
Only put a golf course on there so that we can get the Steve Wall of Death in.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, sometimes these happy accidents happen, don't they?
I love it that, you know, a footballer was so revered by a whole town. And like, you know, if you asked the whole of Reading to chip in, they probably could have funded him to not have to work anymore. But he went back to work as a greenkeeper at a golf club, which couldn't have been that well paid. I imagine David James coming back to work as like the guy in Lost Property at like a small station. It's the sort of same thing. It's never going to happen nowadays. And when everyone's got so much money after they retire, they don't know what to do with it. Unless they might manage their money really badly. So maybe we'll get, you know, the odd ex-footballer in future. Like, I guess the safety net there is they just go into punditry though, right?
Well, yeah, but as we've said, you know, now we've invented the app, the Bell and or Bearable, I think that the kind of we've taken the mask off, and so I don't think that they're going to get away with it
like they did
in the past. So there will be a lot more out of work pundits, so yeah, they can absolutely drive that little golf buggy that collects all the balls that didn't go into the wall of death, and that's putting them to good use away from
that's
the public,
great perfect
but, you know, serving the public. You know,
you've solved about five problems in one there. Well done. Congratulations.
I wouldn't be surprised if an OBE is coming your way for this.
Yeah. Oh. I would refuse it. I don't want it.
Would you? Would you?
Yeah. I'd definitely refuse it.
You'd refuse that.
The right thing to do. I would as well.
I think in the circumstances of this ride, if you got an OBE for creating a motorbike wall in the middle of a driving range, you'd have to
collect golf balls.
You'd have to probably turn it down just because the tabloid press would say how it's society like gone to the dogs, that this is being this is being fettered. So yeah, you're probably right, too, mate.
But also, I'd pretend not to refuse it, and then just at the last minute, like
just so you could do the kind of thumb on your nose and wiggly hands gesture.
Yeah.
The point of receiving it.
Yeah. Or if you got like a knighthood, you definitely want to whip out a sword and start like a duel, like a bit of fencing. Like the opportunity to do that. To sort of, but if she kind of like struck you, you know, like in fencing, then you go, fair enough, I'll take the knighthood. But if you strike her, then you properly refuse the knighthood and you sort of then like either bat flip or sort of mic drop the sword and just leave, as I'm sure they would let you do.
Mic drop the sword, yeah. That's what knights used to do at tournaments, like, and I'm done. Boing. Done.
Yeah.
You might struggle to smuggle a two-handed sword past security at Buckingham Palace.
But it's a foil, so it'd be like a belt, and I just
But it's
it
not
up.
A foil that she knights you with, so it would be a foil versus a two-handed broadsword.
Okay. Let me think about that.
Well, best of luck. But I think it's obvious that we're going to vote this in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're pretty harsh with votes. But
very harsh. It's true.
I feel like this is going to be a formality. But do it and we'll say aye, I guess.
Okay. All those in favour of the Steve Wall of Death, say aye after three. One, two, three. Aye.
Mate, congratulations.
It's got in.
You know, it's slipped in. Unlike many goals against Steve Death or Shaka Hislop.
Very true. Yeah. For 1,071
minutes.
That's
a lovely, lovely end sentiment. I'm going to football land, to football land, to football land. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's not built yet.
Well, we've done another three ride pitch and we've got three more to build. This is coming together. I feel it's coming together, this park. Thank you for listening. Send us your ideas. Send us join Patreon and send us stuff. We read everything out. Send us a jingle if you want to. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one for a little while. Keep listening. Subscribe. Tell your friends. And see you next time on Football Land.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.